raise a couple more to the revolution.
We have only three words for you.
Uh-oh.
We're taking over!
The world we're alive.
Why not raise a little hay?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another edition of the Q-Zero Theater Cast. This is your host, Artistic Director Dan Pelletier, here recording a end of December, let's call it a holiday episode of our Q-Zero Theater Cast. Just trying to put out a quick one, something a little more fun, nothing really too in-depth, but wanted to make sure everybody had a Merry Christmas and his Happy New Year, or if you're celebrating other holidays, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus, all good things happening this time of year. Or if you don't celebrate any, just have a great December. We had a great response to our last episode, the premiere of season 2, where we talked about all the things that are exciting us in going into 2020. Today's episode is going to be a little bit more relaxed, still a fun topic. So the other day on social media, we shared a post, in celebration of the new Star Wars Rise of Skywalker coming out. We shared a picture from Empire Strikes Back of Master Yoda saying, "Try not, do or do not, there is no try." And equating, that being an actor is kind of like being a Jedi. Actors need to fully commit to everything they do in order to achieve an effective and moving performance. Threw it out there to everybody else to weigh in with their favorite Star Wars quotes that also make good acting tips. And I thought that'd make a fun topic of discussion for the podcast today. Some people, threw us some, great ideas, and I've got them marked down. Some people misunderstood what we were asking for and wrote some other things, but we all do what we do. And some people threw out some ones that I'm not quite sure what they were getting at, so apologies if you're not listed here. I kept my favorite ones that I felt I could elaborate on, but kind of going back to the do or do not, there is no try. Full commitment is what makes a successful actor. You can't half-ass anything. You've got to be fully in the moment, focusing on your actions and your scene partner, giving in to the given circumstances. You can really tell the difference between a performer who's phoning it in or trying versus an actor that's fully committed, and that's what we're looking for. Again, I plucked out some of my favorite ones that we got from responses all across social media. Thank you for the the great responses, and some people elaborated on why they thought the quote fit with the acting advice or things you want to know in the theater, and other people just left the quote. So I'll try to elaborate on why I feel that these are great acting tips. Karen McGraw offered us a couple of them. The first one that I really liked, where she wrote the Han Solo line, "Laugh it up, fuzzball," is an important acting tip. Why? Because acting should be relaxed and fun. You got to remember that what we're doing is a little ridiculous, putting on costumes, playing make-believe, and charging people for it. So you need to be having a good time while you're doing it. Like, it's a weird contradiction, even when you're playing a character that's going through a miserable time, you still need to be enjoying yourself. If it's torturous to be at rehearsal, or it's torturous to be performing the character, and you're not, coming out of a performance in a good mental health place, you're probably, doing it wrong, and we need to reevaluate exactly how we got to this place. Always remember to have fun. Good focused fun, though. Don't be one of those actors that detracts from rehearsal by being a hindrance with your need for comedy and attention, because that's just gonna, take away from our goals. I always tell all of my actors, I grew up an athlete, and I believe my father said at one point, the only reason we're here is to have fun, but there's nothing more fun than winning. And I take that to the theater. We need to be having a good time, but remember, we got to put on a good show. We've charged admission for this. People are paying. Let's not go out there and embarrass ourselves. The next one that also came in from Karen, and again, thank you for your submissions, was "I find your lack of faith disturbing." That was my best Darth Vader there. I think that's a great tip there that, you know, I always say that the foundation of all of the work that we do in the theater is trust. If you don't trust your scene partner and you don't trust your director and everybody else involved with the production, again, you can't achieve full, powerful performances. You're not going to be in the moment if you think that your scene partner isn't going to take care of you, if you don't think that the set has been, you know, built safely, that the director has your best interests in mind. It's why I always try to start my rehearsal process with group building, ensemble, connection games, trying to build that trust and comfort and familiarity. Because again, as we say, you know, acting requires a great level of vulnerability. And if you don't trust the people you're around, then how can you be vulnerable with them? And you know, you have to trust that your audience isn't going to go rogue or anything like that. So, you know, you got to have a lot of faith and trust. And when you don't, it can be bothersome to the people in charge. Moving right along, you know, from we had this one from two different people, Kevin Goff and Joe Rich, both wrote, again, another great Han Solo quip, "Never tell me the odds." And I think that's right. You know, a lot of people, especially younger performers, when they're auditioning for something, they're like, oh, okay, so if there's like 30 people auditioning and they're going to keep 20, that means I've got a 1 in 20 chance of getting into the show. Or, okay, so like all of the girls here, okay, there's 50 other girls that look like me. Oh God, that really hurts my chances. You can't be playing those, you know, number games in your head. Because at the end of the day, there's not like some crazy statistic or saber metric that can break down success in the theater. You know, you just got to be in the moment, and you can't be focusing on these things that are out of your control and that can't be quantified. So, you know, never ask somebody for, you know, the odds. Moving right along to one of the most famous quotes from Return of the Jedi. And I think this one, everyone knows, from Admiral Ackbar, "It's a trap." Which, you know, can be interpreted a number of ways. You know, it can be interpreted in, you know, there's a lot of acting traps, as I like to call them, that, you know, one of the big ones that I always point out is that it's like really easy to play just like angry and furious for some reason, and everybody can yell, and I call that an acting trap, because eventually you run out of volume. So if volume's your only tool and you fall into the trap of just using volume to convey your anger and try to get your goals, when you hit the ceiling of your volume, you're either going to hurt your voice or you know, peak too early in a scene. So there's a lot of acting traps that, you know, you try to coach actors out of as a director. It can also be, it's a trap in that, you know, if people aren't paying attention to their stage awareness and safety, you can get hurt backstage. So always make sure you're taking proper safety precautions whenever performing. And we have a couple of our next ones are from the prequel series. Dina Henderson wrote, "There's always a bigger fish." You know, coming from The Phantom Menace, which I think, again, there's a number of ways you can interpret that. Dino, thanks for the great quote there. You know, there's always, to me, I always say that there's always somebody around that's got, you know, went to the better school than you, or had more financial support, or has the better connections. And they're always going to be, you know, in your way, and you can't control any of those things, you know, kind of going back to those things that are out of your control. But, you know, the one thing you can control is how hard you work. And that's really the only thing you should be focusing on, because there's always going to be that person that, you know, has these advantages that you don't have, and spending a lot of time, you know, getting in negative headspace about that can be really difficult. There's always a bigger fish can also be interpreted in the way that, you know, a lot of people don't feel like they're replaceable. And to be honest with everybody, everybody's replaceable. You know, so being a part of a show should always be viewed as a gift, and you never want to come in with an attitude or anything like that, because people will want to work with you. There's always going to be somebody that they can, you know, replace you with. So, you know, stay humble and stay hungry. Another one coming from the prequels from Deborah McFadden Osborne. She wrote, the Qui-Gon Jinn quote, "Your focus determines your reality." I love that from an actor's perspective, because really, again, you know, Stanislavski defined acting as living truthfully under imaginary circumstances. And I find that to be the best definition of acting out there. So, you know, if you're not, again, fully in the moment and you're not committing to everything you do, you're not going to be giving a strong performance, especially if you're focusing on things that aren't important to the scene or focusing on things that are outside of the theater. You know, if you're, you know, trying to portray your scene, but you're also thinking about lunch or that date you're going on later, or for, you know, some of my younger actors, your homework or that fight you had with your mother and all those things, it really can shatter your performance. So you got to be tightly focused and in the moment and clear your head of a lot of distractions and things that can get in the way of your, you know, living truthfully under those imaginary circumstances. Our last two are both ones that we got from a number of people. And one, again, just because of the number of people that wrote it, I'm not really sure, you know, how they would apply it to acting or theater. But they wrote, you know, everyone went with the line that I believe appears in every Star Wars film: "I've got a bad feeling about this." So, you know, could be one of those trust your instincts things, could be one of those, you know, knowing when you're putting yourself in a dangerous situation. But again, kind of going back to that, you know, having faith and trust, you gotta make sure that you're trusting yourself before you trust everybody else, which is challenging for some people, especially those, you know, I find that despite what a lot of people might think, theater attracts a lot of extroverted introverts, which again seems like a little bit of a contradiction, but you know, I think it makes sense that there's these people that, you know, want to be able to form emotional connections and want to be big and vulnerable in real life, but they might not be able to put themselves out there. But when they can put themselves in the you know, the mindset or a mask, if you will, of a character, it allows them to express emotions and be more vulnerable that they might not be able to get out on their own. So there can be some catharsis in there. And then the last one that I saved, again, came from a number of people, and I think I saved the best for last. And that would be, "Don't get cocky, kid." Again, said by Han Solo to Luke Skywalker while they're shooting down TIE fighters, making their valiant escape from the Death Star in Episode 4, A New Hope. And holy crap, is that the biggest and most important acting tip we have for today. Again, nobody wants to work with big egos. I will say this in all walks of life. There are two things that sink success, and that is poor communication and big egos. You know, so don't, you know, you might be good, but if you really focus on, yeah, look how awesome I am, and you're either going to stop working, you know, when you get comfortable, you're going to stop working as hard. And again, that's really what we're looking for. We're not looking for talent or, you know, God-given skills. We need hard workers in the theater, and to me, in all walks of life. And you can also become somebody that people don't want to work with. And very quickly can you tank your career by becoming somebody people don't want to work with. And especially in, you know, like we're broadcasting here in the New Hampshire theater community, but if you're listening elsewhere, I'm sure you're part of an equally as small and tight-knit community that, you know, people talk and word gets around. It's why when you turn in your resume during an audition, you know, the director's really looking to see if you worked with anybody that they know so they can get a reference for you, or at least, you know, that's one of the things that they're looking, so they can go like, oh, huh, okay, I'm gonna call up you know, my friend so-and-so and go, hey, is this actor, you know, someone I want to work with? And if they say no, then I'm like, great, I'm gonna, you know, not cast you. So, you know, don't be a diva. I always say I'd rather work with B plus talent that are all delights to work with than A talent that's all awful to work with, because, you know, I'll get a better product and have a better time with talent that I enjoy working with and that who enjoy working together. So check your egos at the door. So those are the best ones that we had so far. If you'd like to contribute more and we can follow up on this topic on the next episode, feel free to comment anything you think we missed. Again, we're looking specifically for lines of text, dialogue, or quotes specifically from Star Wars that you believe are important lessons or tips you can apply to acting or life in the theater. So we had do or do not, there is no try, laugh it up, fuzzball, I find your lack of faith disturbing, don't get cocky, kid, never tell me the odds, there's always a bigger fish, it's a trap, I have a bad feeling about this, and your focus determines your reality. So again, thank you to Karen, Kevin, Joe, Dina, Candace, Deborah, everybody that was able to contribute there. I thank you for your feedback and wonderful love of Star Wars. And if you haven't got a chance, do check out Rise of Skywalker. I mean, I've got a lot of feelings about it, mostly positive. I think it's a great time, whether you're a Star Wars fan or not. I think it's just a fun movie. So if you got a chance with your free time during your winter escapades, check it out.
Hello, Q-Zero fans. Q-Zero business advisor and performer Jake Ranlett here, interrupting your regularly scheduled podcast to talk about Q-Zero sponsorship and membership. As I'm sure you know, theater is really expensive, and we cannot survive on ticket sales alone, which is why we have these two awesome programs that not only allow Q-Zero to continue to revolutionize the performing arts scene in New Hampshire, but has incredible benefits for you as well. Sponsors get their name and logo in our playbill, on our posters, mentioned in our podcasts, listed on our press releases, and so much more. We go out of our way to make sure everyone knows about you and thanks you for helping make Q-Zero possible. Businesses large and small, as well as individuals, are invited to become sponsors by making tax-deductible donations through our website. We also have our membership program for individuals who want a little bit more bang for their buck and a lot more Q-Zero in their lives. We have 10 different levels of membership, starting as low as $2 a month. Every level of membership comes with awesome perks, such as early access to the Q-Zero Theater Cast, discounts on tickets and merchandise, exclusive behind-the-scenes video content, the ability to read our new works blog, and so much more. The more you give, the more you get. If you want to be a vital part of the Q-Zero revolution, head on over to czthreater.com and click the Support CZT link to become a sponsor or a member today. And now, back to the podcast.
Something else we recently did, we had our monthly playwright circle. And for those that don't know, once a month on usually the third Sunday of the month, we meet at Jupiter Hall in Manchester to discuss and read plays that the local talent are working on. So, you know, we try to all bring 10 or so pages of something we're working on, or sometimes we have actors who just, you know, come to listen to the plays and discuss. It's a great time. It's kind of like a book club, writer's circle type thing. But again, with the main purpose of trying to help everybody grow and develop their craft. And we have a real special treat right now available exclusively through our Patreon, our membership program, where we have we recorded this weekend's Playwright Circle, where we read two scenes from Wolf Whistle, which is our upcoming audio drama, and then we had a discussion of the piece. And right now, I'd like to play just a small sample for you. The main purpose of this for you guys is to give you kind of a glimpse behind the curtains into exactly how we develop a new work. And this is very much you know, phase one of developing the work. You know, Alex has got a completed script of about 10 episodes, and now we are, phase one editing is always ripping things to shreds and tearing it apart and then trying to put it back together and poking all the holes and finding out things that work, things that don't work. So I'd like to share with you just a small little clip for the next few minutes, kind of to give you a taste of that. And if you would like to listen to the entire hour plus long read of the episodes alongside our post episode discussion, you can head on over to our membership page and sign up for a ensemble level membership, which will get you access to not only exclusive episodes of the Q0 Theater Cast, but you'll also get your episodes from the regular feed early and ad free. So please enjoy this little teaser clip.
Thank you, Jacob. But like I said, I don't believe in luck.
I've heard enough. The entire time it's been like this. I am great. I am God. All mankind shall low in the shadow of my metal cock. Bravo, great and noble sir. How fantastic art thou in thy machinations. Pathetic every word. What do you think, audience? Does it strike you as peculiar that the world's greatest businessman decides to create the world's greatest building now? When there isn't one among you who hasn't known a starving man, a jobless man, a desperate life driven to despair, got above the unemployment index just 34%, and his great face barely cracks. Does he care about your plight, ladies and gentlemen? No, he laughs at it. He just sees it as something that'll make his tower stand taller by comparison. Your children will have to live under his derangement the rest of their lives.
Eliza?
Does it strike you as curious that the Depression has left its industrial captain as his own only customer, and yet he leaps forward with this difficult project without care or concern? Things like this don't happen, ladies and gentlemen. They simply can't. Not without a catch. What is the catch, Mr. Mira? You've told our audience about everything else. Maybe they'd like to know that as well.
Yes, Miss,
Eliza Astor!
Yes, Miss Eliza Astor, me, Ms. Isn't. Must have scared off all the potential husbands, I suppose. If it is so important that you be satisfied, there is a catch. The catch is that I'm paying for it all, and I can afford to pay for it all. What can I say? You caught me red-handed. You most certainly live up to your crusading reputation, Ms. Astor. Best me till I bow, right, Miss Astor, in order for me to spill my guts. You have to tear me open with a knife, correct?
So what were your, what was your thoughts on first read? Like, what did you kind of get out of it? What'd you like? What was confusing?
A little confused with the time frame, because mm-hmm. I graduated in 19, and the Depression, it wasn't sure, so...
Right, yeah, okay. Oh, I didn't even think about that, because that would mean he was only, like, in his mid-30s. If he graduated in 19, it was, like, yeah. 15 years. Yeah, so he needs to have graduated, like, 1899 or something like that.
Yeah, a little earlier.
Kind of Petty's type of stuff.
Yeah.
It's a little wordy. It's fun. It's a fun read.
Yeah.
Some of the... He does ramble, but it's like it's kind of a fun ramble.
Yeah. One thing I just immediately jotted down was I thought like page 5 and 6, it just kind of slows down a little bit.
Mm.
Where, yeah, I just need to cut it a little more, like between them without repeating myself. I mean, it's like they're setting, he's telling the story.
Right.
Kind of setting everything up. And then once Eliza jumps in, that's when it kind of like heats up a little. So it's okay if there's like a little lull. But I was
You can make some snarky comment from Ava. What's her name?
Eliza.
Eliza. Like, prepared that speech for a long time.
yeah. Justify rambling.
Yeah. He obviously already had that speech planned.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed that wonderful teaser clip. And again, please do head over to our membership page through Patreon. Or if you head over to our website, cztheater.com, you can check that out. Or, we go into more details in that lovely ad that Jacob recorded for us. So, check that out. So just about wrapping up here, there's only two more things that I want to cover. Very recently, the New Hampshire Theater Alliance announced the top 10 nominations for all of the New Hampshire Theater Award categories in the community production. And I'm very excited that Q Zero took home 4 nominations, all for acting, which is our number one thing that we pride ourselves on. I mean, yes, you know, if I would say the two pillars that Q Zero is built on is new and acting. I'd like to send one big congratulations to Marjorie Boyer, who is nominated for her performance as Catherine in Proof. Tom Lott, who was nominated for his performance as Vic in our world premiere of New Space, and Tim Lord and Jess Vaughn, who were both nominated for their incredibly powerful and moving performances as Dan and Diana, respectively, in our rock musical Next to Normal. The awards ceremony is coming up on January 25th. Hopefully we'll have more updates where we can say that, you know, we either made finalist of the top 3 or maybe took home some of that. But again, you know, congratulations to everybody across all of New Hampshire that received their nominations. It's been a pleasure to be in our first year here being a part of the Theater Awards, and I'm really looking forward to how we can become even more integrated into the Theater Awards and the Theater Alliance in 2020. The last thing I'd like to bring up is, you know, a little bit of some self-indulgence. As we are closing 2019 and getting ready to start Season 2 in 2020, I just want to make sure everybody knows that this year we have a new FlexPass season ticket option that you should definitely check out if you're planning on coming to multiple Q Zero shows or coming in large groups. So the way they work is you go onto our website and you buy a Flex Pass for $55, and then you can use those Flex Passes. You get 4 tickets that you can use for any Q Zero main stage show. That means you could have 4 tickets to Hamlet, or you could come see Heather's you know, 4 different times, or you could come see, you and a friend could each take a ticket and go see Hamlet and The Importance of Being Earnest. You can mix and match however you want, and you get a great savings there of 8% off your tickets. You know, it's normally a $60 for 4 tickets, you're getting them for $55. And if you are above a certain level of membership, you can give us a shout either via email or live at the box office, and you can get your Flex Pass for $50. So you get an additional $5 off, which means you were getting a 17% savings on all of your tickets. I think these are going to be incredibly popular for our hardcore Q Zero fans, so I would not recommend waiting very long. Get your Flex Passes today. Hope everybody's having a wonderful holiday season as we close out here, getting ready to start rehearsals on January 5th for The Importance of Being Earnest, which runs February 28th through March 1st at Creva Academy. Tickets are on sale now at cztheater.com. Thank you all so much for listening. One final time, this is Artistic Director Dan Pelletier, and as we always say, support local theater and join the revolution.